As if we needed any more reasons to oppose the proposed Ground Zero Victory Mosque and mosque building in America in general, well, we have one anyway. I was contacted by a member of the Traditional Values Coalition after my Hijacking the Memory of 9/11 radio blog aired and was published last Thursday. She sent me a column by Andrea Lafferty, who reported on a speech given by Faisal Ralph, who is heading up the proposed Ground Zero Victory Mosque. Ralph has again given us more proof that he is not here in America to play well with others. In her column, Ms. Lafferty also addressed the continuing threat from Islam within our nation, which is still very much alive even 10 years after 9/11. As she wrote, quote, "There is nothing that strikes deeper at the heart of the American experiment than a test of our liberties, the right to free speech and the right of religious freedom. It was because of these liberties that Islamist terror struck on September 11, 2001, costing thousands of lives and bringing the realities of the world a bit closer to home. 10 years later, the Islamist threat remains, yet the tactics have changed. Rather than planes, Islamists use mosques as nerve centers for resistance. Rather than terrorists, Islamists use imams and lawyers to drive the point home. Rather than bombs, Islamists use deceit and deception to say one thing, while the realities on the ground are far different." End quote. Deception is the name of the game for an enemy who is not powerful enough to take us by force. The Islamist enemies within America are indeed waging a campaign of deception at many levels in our country, from our public schools to our government and the media. Muslim Brotherhood front groups like the Council on American-Islamic Relations play the media like a fiddle and are quick to use our courts to bring lawsuits in the hope of advancing their campaign to destroy Western civilization from within and raise the hellish standard of Sharia law in America. In addition to deceit, another tactic of the Islamists is the attempted subversion of the United States Constitution. As Ms. Lafferty reports in a speech this past March, the proposed Ground Zero mosque leader Faisal Ralph openly called for the abolition of our First Amendment constitutional right to freedom of speech. From Ms. Lafferty's column, quote, "Take, for instance, Imam Faisal Ralph, the presumed leader of the Islamist faction in the United States. At a March 2011 panel at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., it was Ralph who opened up a direct attack on America's foundational constitutional protections and rights. Rather than allowing Islam to be engaged in the public square critically, Ralph considers any criticism of Islam as libel, a hate crime. When I watched this in the audience, I sat there outraged. I could see the writing on the wall. Now we know the brazen truth. Ralph opened the Islamist playbook and removed any doubts about the true nature of the Islamist agenda. In short, while keeping up an ecumenical front, Ralph and other Islamists intend to openly use American laws to crush dissent, demanding our laws silence any criticism, concerns, or questions about the Islamist threat." End quote. From a video clip the Traditional Values Coalition posted on YouTube are Ralph's exact words. He said, quote, "I believe that the insulting or mocking of others' religious symbols, icons, symbols, prophets, etc., should not fall within the realm of free speech. Mocking people, insulting people, I think, falls almost into the arena of libel." End quote. There you go. You may already know that the Islamists consider any criticism of Islam to be a crime punishable by death, which seems to be one of the more common punishments for various real or perceived offenses in Islam and Sharia law. It really is no surprise that Faisal Ralph is spouting this subversive trash here within our country. The self-stated goal of the Muslim Brotherhood, to which Ralph has direct ties, is to destroy the United States and all of Western civilization from within. They despise our freedom, and they mean to kill it. During the terror financing trial of members of the Holy Land Foundation, in which the defendants were found guilty on all counts, a Muslim Brotherhood document was entered into evidence which clearly stated the goal of taking down the West from within by stealth subversive means. As reported by the website Discover the Networks, quote, "During the course of the Holy Land Foundation trial, many incriminating documents were entered into evidence. Perhaps the most significant of these was an explanatory memorandum on the general strategic goal for the group in North America by the Muslim Brotherhood operative Mohammed Akram. written sometime in 1987, but not formally published until May 22, 1991, this 18-page document lists the Brotherhood's 29 like-minded organizations of our friends that shared the common goal of dismantling American institutions and turning the U.S. into a Muslim nation. These friends were identified by Akram and the Brotherhood as groups that could help convince Muslims that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands so that God's religion, Islam, is made victorious over other religions. And that was a quote from the document. Akram was well aware that in the U.S. it would be extremely difficult to promote Islam by means of terror attacks. Thus, the grand jihad that he and his Brotherhood comrades envisioned was not a violent one involving bombings and shootings, but rather a stealth or soft jihad aiming to impose Islamic law, Sharia, over every region of the earth by incremental non-confrontational means, such as working to expand the observant Muslim base, to unify and direct Muslims' efforts, and to present Islam as a civilization alternative. At its heart, Akram's document details a plan to conquer and Islamize the United States, not as an ultimate objective, but merely as a stepping stone toward the larger goal of one day creating the global Islamic State. End quote. At this point in time, if anyone doubts the evil intentions of the leadership in the Muslim world, then he is either living under a rock or is in the same anti-American camp as the Islamists. The evidence is clear for anyone with the smallest amount of common sense to be able to comprehend. There is no question that the Islamists must be defeated, that their stealth jihad must be firmly squashed. The laws of the United States are being used against us by these Muslim enemies within our nation, and that makes stopping them harder, but it is not impossible. The Center for Security Policy provided the videos and transcript of a speech that Dutch Parliament member Geert Wilders gave in Berlin on September 3rd. In his speech, he listed some amazing accomplishments in the Netherlands in just the past year alone. As Mr. Wilders put it, they have begun to roll back Islamization in the Netherlands. How are they doing it? As Mr. Wilders stated, quote, "The truth is that Islam can be successfully fought with democratic means. We do so in the Netherlands. You can do so too in Germany. Let me tell you what we have achieved in the Netherlands since my last visit to Berlin less than 1 year ago. It will encourage you. What can be done in the Netherlands can also be done in Germany. My party, the Party for Freedom, which has 24 seats of the 150 seats in Parliament, supports a minority government of liberals and Christian Democrats. We do this in return for measures to restrict immigration, roll back crime, counter cultural relativism, and restore our traditional Western freedoms, such as freedom of speech. The Party for Freedom has been in this position for less than a year, but we are achieving great things. We have achieved that the Netherlands will soon ban the face-covering Islamic burqas and the niqabs. We will restrict immigration from non-Western countries by up to 50% in the next 4 years. We are going to strip criminals who have a double nationality and who repeatedly commit serious crimes of their Dutch nationality. The Party for Freedom is bringing a message of hope to the Netherlands. The new policies will place more demands on immigrants. Integration will not be tailored to different groups anymore. There will be a tougher approach to immigrants who disobey the law. Those who lower their chances of employment by the way they dress will see their access to welfare payments diminished. We have also achieved that anti-Israeli activities will no longer be funded with Dutch taxes. So-called humanitarian aid organizations that directly or indirectly support anti-Israel boycotts, divestments, and sanctions and that deny Israel's right to exist will no longer get government funding. The Dutch government will boycott the United Nations Durban 3 meeting against racial discrimination because it has been transformed into a tribunal for accusations against Israel. The government will strengthen our political and economic relations with Israel. Investment rather than divestment will be our policies toward Israel. We stand with Israel. We love Israel. Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. Israel is part of our civilization." End quote. Excellent, Mr. Wilders. In Europe, where the Islamists have made much more headway than here in America, the Europeans are coming to realize the disaster that unchecked Muslim immigration is. The riots and mayhem and infusion of Islamic Sharia law caused by the Muslims has taken its toll on European societies to the point where the leaders are finally standing up to put a stop to it. How far will we in America allow the Islamists to go in furthering their anti-American, anti-constitutional agenda here in our country? We would be wise to learn a lesson that our cousins in Europe are learning almost too late. We must put a stop to the Islamist agenda here in America before the spreading Islamist cancer of places like Dearborn, Michigan infects our entire nation. Mr. Wilders offers practical legislation aimed at curbing the Islamist threat in the Netherlands, and his ideas should be applied and expanded in America as well. Greatly reducing the number of immigrants from non-Western and Middle Eastern countries is a grand idea. Of course, we would also need to secure our border with Mexico to prevent Islamists from sneaking into our nation that way, too. If the United States Congress refuses to pass anti-Sharia legislation, then the states must do it. It is an outrage that in some courts in America, Islamic Sharia law has been elevated over the supreme law of our land, the United States Constitution. We must make Islamic Sharia law illegal in our nation, period. Of course, none of this can happen unless our leaders grow a backbone and refuse to be intimidated by the loud-mouthed, money-rich Muslim lobby. That is where we, the people, come in. We must demand that our local, state, and federal members of government be willing to grow that spine. And if they refuse, we must elect people who will. I'm Gina Miller.